Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And as always, for those of you who are in the LA area, the call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, everywhere else, including those right here in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. And we also have our chat room open. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can type them in there, and producer Kina will make sure that the question gets to me. So here we are at a wonderful point where, you know, we're looking at fall, we're looking at, you know, the changing of the seasons. Now it still feels like it's, you know, 90s, and, you know, especially here in California, we're having, like, you know, these still record high temperatures. And, you know, the air is starting to get a little bit cooler in the evening and first thing in the morning, and the, you know, the leaves are starting to turn. And it's always a big reminder to me for, you know, the idea that everything changes, everything shifts, everything moves forward. And that's not always the most comfortable thing. It's not always the easiest thing to let go of what has come before in order to have our hands nice and open to be able to embrace what is coming ahead. So it really is a very transformative time of the year. And for a lot of people, you know, there's some tough transformations happening. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is the idea of dealing with our relationships with our pets. And this may seem a little bit off the wall, but just kind of hang in with me there. It is really amazing how much we can learn to love these little four-legged, two-legged, winged, warm-blooded, cold-blooded, furred, feathered, or scaled beings that come into our lives for whatever reason. And depending on how long they've been in our life, really does become that place of one, unconditional love and unconditional acceptance. And knowing that no matter how bad a day you've had, no matter how messed up you feel your life is, no matter how badly you think you messed up at work or whatever, you come home and there's that face that looks at you as if you're the center of the universe and as if you're wonderful. And, you know, and I've had, you know, many pets throughout my life. And that feeling of coming in and just having that face look at me and go, oh, my God, you're back. I love you. And that is, like, one of the really coolest things about being a pet owner, having an animal in your life that is so much a part of you that when you're sick, they're there with you. When, you know, you, especially if you live alone and you come home and there's, you know, they're the ones that you tell about your day and your achievements. And then there's the other side of it when we've got to let them go, when they've reached that point where they've become, you know, older or they've started seeming, you know, like they're not themselves, and then they start showing symptoms of being sick. And that's where that hard part of love comes in. Because the only thing greater than the price of love is the power of it. And sometimes that's really hard. And recently I've been helping someone through the loss of a pet that meant the world to her. And the thing is that, you know, love is love. Whether it's a human being, whether it's an animal, whether it's, you know, whatever. Love is love. And to have love removed from your life, whether it's a person or an animal, you know, that really has a huge effect. It really creates a situation where it just, you know, it takes everything out of you. It takes the light out of your world. And to be told, well, it's just a dog or it's just a cat, why are you so upset? Yeah, that really doesn't mean a lot, because love is love. And I'm here to tell you, love is not dependent on a body. Love, no matter what happens, that's a part of the spirit. That's what survives. That's what stays. The love isn't gone because the physical form no longer functions. And it really is, you know, when thinking about our relationship, you know, whatever your spiritual views about life and death and what happens afterwards, you know, whatever you believe, whatever works for you, I love for you. And I wish and hope that it brings you happiness and balance. And the idea that what we know of a person or a pet or, you know, anything. I've known people who are down to tears at the idea of giving up the first car that they've ever owned. And something happens to it. And I mean, to be in tears. I was very upset when I had to say goodbye to my first car that I bought with my own money, that I was able to afford. It was my first act as an adult, was to buy a car. And when I had to say goodbye to that car, it really affected me very powerfully. So it really doesn't matter. Do I believe that my car loved me? Quite honestly, I do. There was a bond between us. Now, you know, it's like it was a car, it was an engine, it was metal and glass and plastic and rubber, and it was a thing. But it was my thing. It was my refuge. And often, whether it's a pet, a car, or a person, when someone becomes your refuge, when someone becomes that eye of the storm for you, it really is difficult. And for better or for worse, it's a part of life as we move forward, knowing in our hearts, person will never fully be replaced in our lives and shouldn't be. And yet we can still connect with the thought of them, even if it's, okay, you believe that you're just imagining it. Well, then just imagine what that person would say to you. Imagine what it would be like to have that dog or cat, you know, sitting up next to you. Let yourself imagine. And hold on to the love that you feel. So it looks like we've got a caller from Detroit, and I really hope I get your name right. Cheryl?
Hi.
Cheryl. Okay.
Yes.
I was almost close. Well, hello
yeah,
there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How can I help you?
Yes, I always want messages from the other side, or just any messages you get for me. Please and thank you.
A message, okay. Right off the bat.
Oh, go ahead.
That, you know, when I, you know, just in hearing your voice, you know, and I will say flat out, I am not a psychic. We had Dottie Boone on, and I can definitely give you her number if you'd like more of that. I sometimes get impressions. And one of the impressions I get is that there's something that you really are being encouraged to do, an action, but you're not trusting yourself to be able to take that step. I get the feeling that, you know, as far as, you know, relationships, generally, you know, there is that solitary piece of you that kind of likes things your way and to be, you know, that you just, you know, you really value your time to yourself. I mean, mm-hmm. is that totally off the mark?
Yes.
Yes, I'm off
That's
the mark.
True.
Yes. It's
true. Oh, no, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. It's like, am I off the mark? Yes. Oh, wow. I guess I better give
you
another
I'm agreeing.
So, you know, it's really not about, you know, you being in search as much of a relationship, but of a companionship that can work with your, you know, your enjoyment of your own time in your own space. And it just, you know, it's the feeling is that it's that part that you're being encouraged, you know, on some level by somebody to really take a particular action. And that it is, you know, it may be involved in that, you feeling like you're not having your own space. You know, I think that it's really cool that, you know, and people do have a big problem with their own company. I don't get the feeling that you have a problem with your own company.
Mm-hmm.
And that you really enjoy that. Finding a relationship that can work with that, finding somebody else who really, you know, they've got their own life, they've got, and there's just those parts that are going to overlap, but that they're still willing to give you that alone time when you want it. It's, you know, and I get the feeling that, you know, travel is going
to
be a piece of it.
Yeah,
do you
I
have any
travel.
Trips planned up?
Hmm.
Do you have any trips that you're planning on taking?
Yes, I do. A couple.
Okay. What I would encourage you to do is really look at that as an opportunity to step out. You know, I know that, you know, you were considering, like, messages from the other side. Someone in particular that you kind of want to give you the thumbs up on a decision that you've made.
My grandmother.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like your grandmother. You want to know that she's behind you on this and that she's approving of it. Because there's a part of you that's not quite sure and, you know, you really want to have that. And she didn't pass away long ago, did she?
No, in 2011.
Okay. So, you know, it's, you know, and, you know, there was that really close spirit bond between
mm-hmm.
you, and know that, you know, she's not that far away. She is still there. She is still watching out for you. And the really cool thing about her was that she was your place of unconditional acceptance. I mean, she told you the truth about yourself when you needed to hear it. But
yes, she did.
Yeah, she would tell you her truth, but every time, there wasn't a time when she didn't love you. And when she did not make that clear to you,
mm-hmm.
you know, she always, you know, had your back. You know, she might tell you one-on-one, look, you know, I don't know what you're thinking, but you might want to think something else. But when it came to anybody else, nobody else got to say anything about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, she backed you up. And it really is hard when, you know, that source of, you know what, no matter what, I know that you are here for me completely, and to not have that in the flesh and blood, you know, that really is, you know, that's the challenging piece. And I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank
because
you.
I get the feeling that there aren't that many more of the elders that you feel that close tie with.
Yes, that is true.
So the idea that she is, you know, that basically what you're looking for is you're looking for a sign. So what I would suggest to you is ask for one.
I know.
You can make
a request. My messages, I mean, my signs come through birds or
yeah.
butterflies.
You know, and it can come out, you know, in very odd ways. You know, I had one friend who
you know, she was very upset. Her husband had taken his own life, and it was many years ago. And she always felt wanting to get that connection, and it was right near Valentine's Day. And I said, look, I said, you want a Valentine's from him? Ask for one. Tell him you want him to send you a message that you can't ignore. And so a couple of days, the day of Valentine's Day, she called me, and she said that she was out shopping, and she found a potato that was shaped like a heart. And she thought, well, that's weird. And she thought, well, maybe it's a message from him, but then she said, no, probably not. The next day she went to the same market, sitting on the exact same stack of potatoes was another heart-shaped potato.
Wow. You know, yeah, that was a fun.
You know, and it could be something that subtle. And for some reason, I guess, you know, I just get this feeling that there was like a bird connection with your grandmother.
Yeah, it was. Oh, yeah, she loved birds. We just go to the water, just go feed the birds. Just up and go. If she do nothing else for her whole day, she just go feed the birds.
You know, so I think that that's going to be the doorway for your message. It's going to be for a bird. And, you know, like I said, you can, you know, we can always say, it's like, you know what, universe, God, creator, I may not understand your message, but I'm asking you to make it a very, very, very clear one. And she is, you know, there's a strong sense of this connection between you and her. And, you know, these connections, you know, they happen over multiple lifetimes. You know, you guys always had a tendency to be around each other. And she is too tied to your spirit. She is too protective of you not to be there. And,
yes,
you know, that sense of, you know, for her to really, you know, show you that and to let you know that she's okay with what you decide because she knows you're able to do it. She believes in you. That, you know, she always has ever since you were little. She always saw that special piece in you. And that never stops. You know, that would no more stop if, you know, she had a leg amputated. That does not make her love you less. It does not make her, you know, that physical piece. Now she is pure spirit and loves you at a level that in a human body she could not reach. It is so much more now. And she loves you enough to understand that not every decision that you make she's going to agree with, but she will defend to death your right to make it. And if it goes bad, she's going to be right there saying, well, at least you learned something. I get the feeling she was always like, well, at least you learned something from it.
Yes.
So, you know, be okay with the fact that just like in life, she is going to agree with everything that you choose, but she is going to be there for you no matter what. And look to birds for a message.
Okay.
And I would say, like, you know, within the next week or so.
Okay.
She's
going to
let you know clearly what it is that you know, you're going to, that is going to give you the peace of mind that you're looking for. Either that or you're going to have an interesting dream.
Ooh, sounds good.
There may be an interesting dream that is going to feel different from other dreams. I call them not dreams because there's a certain weird reality feeling to it. So look for a message since, you know, that's something that really means a lot to you. And she will let you know. She'll find a way to get that message to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. You take care, and hey, let me know how that goes, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So the idea of connecting with those who have passed, the idea of really being able to feel that it's okay to reach out and say, hey, I need to know that you're still there. I need to know that you're still with me. that I can still tap into that. I mean, it's hard to not be able to go and fall into that hug or have that, you know, cold little nose, you know, licking you in the face and all of that. I've had the absolute pleasure of having pets that just meant the world to me. And when it came time that I had to say goodbye, it broke my heart, and I wasn't going to allow them to suffer. I wasn't going to allow them to pay the price for my inability to let go. And no one can tell you when that right time is. I mean, yeah, a vet can say, hey, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that. But ultimately, you've got to know in your heart, no, I need to do this. And to be able to hold that in a good way. Have somebody with you. Have somebody who can hold that space, who maybe doesn't know the animal or is attached to it as well as you are, who can be able to give you a safe space for you to grieve. I do not consider it inappropriate, wrong, or silly to grieve the loss of any life that was a big part of yours. And the idea, well, you just need to get over it. It's been a year, it's been 2 years, it's been 5 years. Have a calendar. Grief is grief. Grief is about moving forward at the same time that you allow yourself to be authentically hurt, to be authentically in pain. The only way, often, and in my humble opinion, to move through a place of grief is to move through it, to get the support, to get the help you need, to not grieve alone. I don't have to have loved a pet or a person as much as that person did to be able to sit there with them and help them as they grieve by giving them permission to be sitting and feeling okay, then sobbing, then feeling okay, then moving on. Yeah, it's going through the stages of any loss that means the most to you, of the loss of a person, the loss of a pet. And as I work with people and talk to them about what happens beyond, well, do you think they're happy? I've got to know they're okay. Well, you can reach out. Reach out, you know, with your mind. Reach out with your heart. Okay, so maybe you're imagining it, but there's nothing wrong. Then imagine that person sitting there. Even if you don't honestly believe that they're there, you can imagine that they are. You can tell them all the things you wanted to tell them and picture what they would say back. And, hey, it's your story. They can respond whatever way you would want. If you felt that you needed to apologize to somebody for something and they've passed on, imagine them sitting there. Imagine them hearing your apology. And even if you say, well, they would never do that and they would always be mad at me, picture that they would. I would guess passing from this life is a pretty enlightening experience. So maybe the person wouldn't hold the same grudge. Maybe they would be able to move on. And you can imagine it however you want it to be and keep doing it over and over and over again until you feel like, you know what? In my heart, I believe that they have accepted it. Or if there's someone that you want to tell off, imagine, picture them sitting right next to you and say, you know what? This was wrong and you shouldn't have done that, and get everything out that you need to get out to that person. And then just picture them sitting there listening in the way that you would have wanted them to listen. And then picture them saying, I'm sorry. Whether it's imagination or whether the spirit can truly come in, which is what I believe. There are many times that I have a sit-down conversation with my mother or my father or my sister. I know them well enough to know what they would say to me. In my heart, I believe that they're present there with me. Sometimes I can even smell my father's aftershave. He loved to wear Aramis. And I can actually smell it. And I know he's there. I know what he would say. I know the advice that he would give me because I heard it all my life. And yet feeling that he's there available anytime I need him, that really comforts me. I'll be out walking, and I picture my old dog, Rocky, walking next to me. And I adored that dog. And I miss him a lot because he did give unconditional love. That is a very rare thing for us to be able to receive, completely unconditional love. To look into eyes that hold absolutely no judgment. So reach out. Connect. If there's somebody who is on the other side that you really wish could be there, call them in. Close your eyes. Picture them there. And you might be surprised how real it becomes. So thank you for joining me for another Thursday. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email me at healinghouseradio, all one word, at the-healing-house.com. You can also reach me through my website, www.the-healing-house.com. There are events that we hold. There are opportunities to meet up, and I am always really happy when I get a chance to meet up with folks who listen to me on the radio. And if you are listening in archive, then I hope that you're having a wonderful morning, afternoon, and or evening. And if you would like me to come and speak wherever you are, or if you would like to consult with me one-on-one, you can contact me once again through my website at www.the-healing-house.com, and you can arrange for one-on-one chatting. We can also do it through Skype, so that's very cool. You can follow me on Twitter and friend me on Facebook at Dr. Eileen at the Healing House. So you can just put in the Healing House and you'll get me. All righty, so in the meantime, until next time, I wish you blessings. I wish you balance. I wish you the peace of knowing that our loved ones are never far away, that it is never too late to say I'm sorry or I forgive you. It is never too late to get guidance, to feel love and approval. And it is never too late to be in harmony with the ones you love. Remember, love's eternal. It's like energy. It is neither created nor destroyed. It simply changes form. So, take care, everyone, and especially for those who are experiencing a loss right now, my thoughts and my prayers are with you, and I really hope that you have someone there supporting you and helping you through this. If not, reach out. Call. There are crisis lines all over the country. Contact one of them because you're very important. Take care, everyone.